Today, 294 of hashtag 365. And oh my God, it's time for this.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Okay, so it's the first weigh-in post-holiday. And I've got absolutely no idea where I'm at because I couldn't do a midweek weigh-in. I couldn't even weigh myself at the end of last week because I was already on holiday by that point. So I've basically missed two weigh-ins. And I've had a whole week, just over a week, of pure indulgence. Note, indulgence, not treating. I now understand and know the difference, which I'm really excited about. I feel like that could actually end up being the key core takeaway from this whole 365-day journey for me. The difference between indulging yourself and treating yourself. Absolutely core, absolutely fundamental. Like, it puts a smile on my face knowing that I now understand the difference. But anyway, I'm procrastinating, really. I know that I'm not going to be 15 stone 9, which is the lightest I've been. I was 15 stone 10 last time I weighed myself. I made a bargain with myself that I would never be more than 16 stone again. If I'm honest, I feel like I am. But let's step on the scales and see where we're at. Here we go. Oh, man. Okay, let's do that again. Oh, man. Oh, my God. I've made my life so much harder. Okay, the scales say, and I've done two weigh-ins now, the scales say that I'm 16 stone and 4 pounds. Which, given that I was 15 stone 10 last time I weighed myself, that is an enormous amount of weight put on. 11, 12, 13, 14. 11, 12, 13, 14. 1, 2, 3. That's 8 pounds I've put on. Now, I actually don't think it's physically possible to put on 8 pounds that quickly. Now, I have been eating and drinking a lot. I have. Like, I've been honest with that. But I haven't been eating and drinking so much, you know, that I could put on that much weight. So what I'm getting at is I think a lot of that is going to be water weight. I'd say it's probably so much as about 4 pounds of that is water weight, which I know seems like a lot. But when you're eating lots of salty foods, your body does retain water. And I think I can tell by the fact I'm sort of squidgy and a bit bloated, I can tell that there's a lot of water in me. So, but either way, the scales say 16 stone 4. So, and it's day 294. So I've got 75 days, essentially. Is that right? No. 75 days. To lose 2 stone and 4 pounds. £32, that is. That is an enormous challenge. But let's turn that off. But I am going to rise to this challenge. I feel that I've learned so much on this journey so far. And I've now got that core realization, the realization that there is a big difference between indulging yourself and treating yourself. Treating myself is eating well. Treating myself is allowing my body to be the best it can be and my mind to follow. You know, treating myself is that feeling when you wake up in the morning and you're not sluggish and you're not tired and you feel like you're firing in all cylinders, that's when you're treating yourself. When you're indulging yourself, it's a little bit different. You know, when you're having those thick, rich, salty, fatty foods that are delicious, of course, which is why it's an indulgence, with that comes the bad stuff. Comes that feeling of bloating, that feeling of sluggishness, that feeling of fogginess in the head. All that stuff comes from indulgence. That's the difference between treating and indulging. And basically, over the next 75 days, I am not going to indulge myself at all. Over the next 75 days, I've got to commit to this mind, body, and soul to get to where I need to be. I need to be going to the gym at least once a week. I need to be running at least once a week. And more important than anything else, I need to be sticking to the calories. And to be honest, 1,500 calories a day isn't going to cut it now. I'm going to have to go to the, you know, I was doing a blood sugar diet, 800 calories a day. I'm going to have to go to that for 6 weeks and then see where we stand at the end of that. I've got a monumental mountain to climb, and it's going to take every single piece of willpower, resilience, and the knowledge that I've built up over the past 294 days. I'll see you tomorrow.